Good morning, everyone. It's a Wednesday. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. We always talk about Arts Quincy first on Wednesdays. With a new twist today, Jenna Seaborn joins us. She's the newest member of the Arts Quincy family, and so we're going to welcome her today and learn all about the great things that are going on with the Society of Fine Arts, Arts Quincy. Welcome, Jenna.
Hi, Mary.
Glad to have you here. I want to say that anyone who watches my Facebook post today, you have a chance to win tickets to the Russian National Ballet tonight. So hop on to the WTAD Facebook post page and learn how you can be a winner of those tickets. And that is tonight at 7:30. So it's time to get raved up and go to that, right?
Yes. So adults are the only ones who have to pay for the show. The kids up to 18 are free, and so are college students with their ID. So it's the Russian National Ballet coming to the Morrison Theater at Quincy Junior High School. And again, it's tonight at 7:30.
And the costumes are great. Cinderella, everybody loves the story. And so even the youngest ones, if you have to leave after the first act, it didn't cost them anything to get in anyway, so don't care. Sometimes these school night performances can be tough, but the kids will definitely love it, and the adults will love it as well. We've also got Sweeney Todd opening at the Quincy Community Theater, and I know we've been giving away tickets for this show, but they're not sold out yet, but they're getting close on a few shows, I understand.
Yes, but they still have tickets for this weekend. It starts tomorrow and runs through April 2nd, so that's just on the weekends. The shows are at 7:30 at Quincy Community Theater. You can visit 1QCT.org for tickets or call the box office at 222-3209.
And there is a Sunday matinee for those who can't maybe stay up that late at night. But Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, it may be a musical, but it's not a light, rollicking comedy. So it's basically a horror movie, a horror show set to music. But it's going to be a great accomplishment for Quincy Community Theater. I urge people to go to their webpage and look at some of the props and some of the intricacies they've had in designing the set. It's going to be a blockbuster of a show. So call the Quincy Community Theater today to get your tickets. Then coming up on Friday and Saturday night, it's we're going hopping today, the QND Raider Bandstand.
Yes, you had the Jackson Street Choir on your show last week, and they did a great performance. So they have their version of Dick Clark's American Bandstand. This will be a variety show, and they'll have pop hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. The performances are Friday at 7, and there's two on Saturday. The first is at 2 o'clock, and the second at 7, and these are at the Mary Ellen Orr Auditorium at John Wood. Tickets are $15 at County Market or $18 at the door. There is a student preview performance tomorrow, and those tickets are $5. That shows at 7. So for more information, you can contact Roberta Hudson at 217-617-6654.
Okay. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday evening. And again, get your tickets in advance. Save some money. $15 in advance, $18 at the door, but they sell out, so you won't want to miss it. Get your tickets reserved today. Now, I had George Hodgman as my guest on the Mary Griffith Show yesterday, and he was delightful. But we do want to talk again about the Quincy Public Library hosting. He'll be there Saturday at 2 p.m. And talk a little bit about George Hodgman. He'll be giving a talk about his book, Bettyville. And it's kind of an intriguing self-portrait and a look at his relationship with his ailing mother.
Yes, it's about the challenges and triumphs of himself caring for his aging mother in their hometown in Paris, Missouri. So he'll talk about his book, his mom, and his hometown with a Q&A to follow. The discussion is at 2 o'clock this Saturday, March 25th at Quincy Public Library. The event is free and open to the public, but reservations are requested, and you can do that at quincylibrary.org.
Okay. Well, Jenna Seaborn, it's been great having you along. We look forward to having you many more Wednesdays to come.
Yes.
And as always, folks, if you need information, it's artsquincy.org. org,
yes.
As I understand.
Yes,
thank
we have
you
all
very
kinds
much.
Of calendar events.
Yes,
on there.
All, we could never get to them all here. It's 9:25. Waiting in the green room is a young golfer. I think right now he's giving our general manager, Mike Moyers, some putting tips, but we'll have him in here soon. Quinn Thomas joins us. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We have a youngster in the studio today who is going to get to do something that every golfer out there wishes they could do. He's going to get to play on one of the most prestigious golf clubs in the world, the Augusta National, home of the Masters Tournament. Let me introduce you to Quinn Thomas. He is from Hannibal, Missouri. He is a fifth grader at Holy Family School, and he's been golfing for quite some time. So we're going to talk to Quinn and his parents today about this great trip that they'll be taking. Quinn, let's talk a little bit about you. You're in fifth grade. When did you start playing golf, and why did you start playing golf?
I started when I was two, and my dad went up to the club, so I went with him and tried.
Okay, so basically, you were tagging along with a father-son event. You wanted to be with dad, and you figured, as long as I'm going to be out here, I might as well hit a few balls around.
Yeah.
Did you have a special set of clubs, or did you have to use those big, long, giant clubs that dad had?
Yeah, I got my own clubs.
You had your own clubs. Okay, speak up real loud, Quinn, so we can hear you. Now, you are going to be participating in the Drive, Chip, and Putt Nationwide Youth Tournament. So you started at two, just kind of hacking around with your dad. He must be a pretty good golfer, because I imagine he taught you most everything you know, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how did you get involved in Chip, Putt, and Drive? Talk about, you know, the first steps and the second steps, because you've had to win some preliminaries to get invited to go to Augusta. So how did this all happen?
Well, my sister started playing with these balls, and so and they talked about this drive, chip, and putt, so I wanted to be in. But the first time we tried, I didn't get in, so I just, and I cried. Well, finally, they let me in. Well, I did really good. I was leading in the driving, where you get to hit three balls, and if they're the farthest and they're in a grid, you get more points. But in my chips, I didn't really do very good. And my putts, I just hit the ball, not even trying to focus.
So you're a long ball man. You're driving off the tee. So you're a hole-in-one guy.
I mean,
basically, you know, you're not going to bother with chipping and putting. You're just going to put it in the hole the first time, every time, and that'll be okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see you at the Masters. You could win with a score of 36, so I don't know what the problem is. You beat everybody else going around. So you kept advancing. You got a little bit older. You quit crying when you lost.
Yes.
And but then you started winning, so you didn't have anything to cry about. Now, how did you find out you were going to get to go to Augusta to play, to show your golf skills? And it's coming up here. I guess it's the first weekend in April, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, how did you find out that you're going there?
Well, once I won at Medina in Chicago, I knew I was going. And then once I got the mail, I was even more stoked, because now maybe if I make a video of it, they'll show it on the Drive, Chip, and Putt golf channel to say that I'm going to Augusta.
Cool. Maybe you'll be on Steve Harvey's Little Big Shots or something. This could be a whole career for you. Let's talk about your parents, who are already planning their retirement based on your PGA winnings. Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, let's start with Dad. You did a little father-son activity, a little two-year-old tagging along. Nothing wrong with that. When did you realize, hey, this kid has got something going? He's maybe got a natural talent.
At about the age of two.
Really?
When he got to the golf course and he started doing his own golf swing, nobody's ever really touched his swing. It's always been natural and just God-given, and he just had a knack for it. And the older he got, the more and more improvement that he basically did on his own. So we knew at a very young age that he had kind of a special talent with this. But, you know, kids change, and you just don't really know what's going to happen. You know, will he fall in love with another sport, basketball, whatever it may be? But he really took into golf, and we just let him do it, because if he wants to do it, it's kind of got to be on their own. And he's taken this on his own behalf to really fine-tune his skills to, I mean, the accomplishments that he did to get to go to Augusta were pretty substantial in all the different levels that he had to qualify at, from the two in St. Louis and then going up to Medina Country Club in Chicago, and then succeeding up there. And it wasn't his best performance, and he really was kind of down when he got done. He didn't think that he had qualified.
But, I'm so good, even mediocre is better than most, right? Don't get too big ahead, kiddo.
Right.
Well, Dad, for you, this has got to be a thrill, though, because you, of course, have got to accompany him, and you're forced to go to Medina and Augusta and all these places.
Darn the bad luck of the places we get to go. Thanks, pal. But, yeah, it's an excitement it's a very exciting thing that we all get to do as a family, from the grandparents to our Aunt Sarah Dine, who's going to come down and cover some media stuff for us. So. A lot of fun.
That's great. Well, I knew that name Quinn had to come from a family name. Mrs. Thomas, let's talk about you have other children, just the one daughter, or do you have others?
No, two daughters and two sons.
Okay. So how do you, as a family, I mean, obviously you get to travel, you get to enjoy, but how do you keep the other three children feeling good about themselves when Quinn has such an obvious talent for one thing that he gets a lot of national publicity for?
I think that we just try to emphasize that God gives all of us talents, and that that at each time in our lives that we will excel at different times. And right now, Quinn's just got a special thing, and that we just keep focused on God and not on what you know. Keep ourselves
focused. Come on. Now, you don't tell me you don't dream about him making a couple $1 million and
I've already
you at least
told
getting him. A sunroom addition on that house in Hannibal.
we've talked about it a little bit, but you got to stay humble because you just never know where life is going to lead you.
And you have to stay, as you say, attuned in with God, mm-hmm. because Tiger Woods had a great deal of promise, and he got himself in a little bit of personal trouble, and he's never really been able to find his way back from that, which just goes to show everyone is a full human being, not just a golf automaton. So when you've got problems in your personal life, it passes over onto the course. Quinn Thomas, fifth grader, 10 years old. Obviously, you've got this talent. You know, you could grow out of it. You could get, you know, some real tall lankiness, or you could stop growing altogether, or maybe that natural swing you have. Who knows? Something could happen. But is this something you're hoping to pursue? Like, do you want to be on the Hannibal High golf team? Do you want to go to college and play golf?
Well, first, I'm 11, not 10.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I do want to be on the golf team from for Hannibal, but no one has got into golf except my little brother, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do make it to college, I will try to get onto the college team.
Don't tell me you want to go to Mizzou. Don't break my heart. You want to go to Mizzou, don't you?
No.
Oh, wow, that's great. Where do you want to go to school? Someplace where it's warm all the time and you can play golf all day, right?
Yes, and I also play Illinois because they have a really good golf coach.
Hey, that's where I went to school. You've made my day. I thought the Holy Family, I thought Father Mike Quinn brainwashed you guys all to want to go to Mizzou. I'm so happy. You stand your ground there. Don't let that Mizzou Mike get a hold of you. You go right to Illinois. Well, that's where the young Luke Guthrie went.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, he really came out sailing. You know, I think the first year out of college, he made over $250,000. Well, he's not on the PGA Tour now. He's on the Webcam Tour, which just goes to show there's an awful lot of good golfers out there. The great thing about the University of Illinois, you'll get a good education, too. What do you think you want to be when you're not playing professional golf and hosting your parents at your beautiful new home in Florida? What other kind of career goals do you have?
If I want to become a golfer, I want to be a doctor or maybe hospital person.
You want to work in the medical field?
Yes.
Well, I think if you're going to be a doctor, I think you have to play golf. I think it's required. And you have to do it every Wednesday afternoon. So that's good. You can put that on your medical school application. I already know what I'm going to do once I get my practice up and running. I'll take every Wednesday off and play golf. Well, this is exciting, and it's exciting for the family. I guess this is kind of a tacky question. Do you guys get reimbursed to go to the Masters, or do you have to put that bill on your own, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas? Is that something that this is a nice hobby, but it's costing us a fortune, or is there some encouragement by the PGA or whatever to get him there?
There is some encouragement by the PGA, which is wonderful. And the nice thing about this, golf, as we all know, is an expensive sport.
Yeah.
And but the Drive Chip and Putt Championship and just the Drive Chip and Putt associated with the Masters and the PGA of America, it's free to even go into the first qualifying round. I mean, every qualifying round is free, so we don't have to pay even to do that, which is a huge blessing for us, having four children. They are going to pay for our hotel, and the biggest blessing, and this probably will make us all cry because we all love golf, we get to go to the Monday practice round of the Masters.
So you're really excited. Up close and personal with your heroes. I'm affiliated as a volunteer with the Little People's Golf Tournament. Have you ever played in Little People's?
Yes.
Good. Are you going to play this year?
One. Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I think I remember you guys at the family picnic. Mm-hmm. So that's great because, you know, a lot of young men and women who've gone on in the Little People's have gone on to play in the PGA Tour. And Nan Ryan takes real good care of those Little People golfers. She keeps track of them. Well, you have to be excited. At his age, he may not even fully comprehend. I mean, there are grown men who are crying right now listening to this saying, why can't my kid hit a golf ball so I can go to the Masters? It takes a lot of support. Like you said, it's a whole family event. But you do pretty well in school, I'm hoping.
Yes.
Okay, are you a good student?
Yes.
That's the most important thing, you know.
Yes.
Okay, that's your number one job, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you can't get into Illinois if you're a dummy. I did, but they changed the rules after me, so you got to be smart to get into Illinois, okay? So keep those grades up.
He's a straight-A student.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, I'm very proud of you. I think it's great that Hannibal is being represented in such a wonderful way. I may not have asked all the questions because I know nothing about golf, just asking Ian Ryan. Is there something the parents want to add that I wasn't smart enough to ask or something especially significant about this? Can you keep competing? Like, okay, this after he goes to Augusta, can he go again next year?
Yes.
So he can continue to go on this as long as he's in his age bracket, right?
Yes, the age brackets are 7 through 9, and then a 10, 11, and then 12, 13, and then 14 and 15, both boys and girls divisions. And it's like Becky said, it's free. You just go on to drivechipandputt.com, and you can register your child for whatever age group they'd be in. There's a local qualifying first. You select that online, and then basically you go to a what's called a sub-regional. St. Louis is probably going to be the closest ones for around here. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of talented golfers in this area. Quincy's always known for that, a very strong golfing community. And then the local, the sub-regionals are down in St. Louis. And then this year, instead of being at Medina like we did last year, the regional qualifier is down in Tulsa, Oklahoma at Southern Hills. So, yes, it's, you know, once you, in the first section, if you finish first, second, or third, you qualify for the sub-regional. And then they take the top two out of each division from the sub-regional to the regional event. And then at each of the regional events across the nation, they take the top one kid.
Wow.
And which gives them 80 kids total. There's going to be 10 kids in Quinn's group, so he's one out of the 10 representing the 10, 11-year-old boys from across the nation. I think, Becky, how many were there qualifying for it last year?
80,000 kids nationwide tried out this year. And, of course, that's not just in his age group. But so 80,000 kids, and then now he's down to the top 10 in the nation. So,
wow, that's great. So you're going to be at least in the top 10 because there's only 10 people competing. You're great. You can always say you're in the top 10. It's like my high school class. We only had 5 graduates, so I always say I graduated, you know, in the top 5 of my class. It's very impressive. If nobody ever asks you how big your school is, it's really good. So keep that in mind, okay?
Okay. That sounds like something Grandpa Paul Quinn said to me.
When you graduate from Swinky or Indian Creek, there's,
being valedictorian, you're the first and the last in your class.
Right. That's right.
At Swinky, you're the valedictorian and the dunce, and you're the same kid. Okay. Quinn Thomas is now 11. His publicist has 10 here, but, of course, this was sent to me on a March 6th, so something's changed. He's 11 years old. He's a fifth grader at Holy Family School. Go Shamrocks. He He is a smart boy who wants to go to the University of Illinois, not Mizzou, so I give him credit for that. His whole family's behind him, and you can watch him on the Golf Channel. He'll be there April 2nd, the eve of the Masters Tournament, the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship, and just tune in and say, hey, there's Quinn Thomas from Hannibal, Missouri. I hope he wins it all on the Masters course. Thank you so very much, Quinn family, Thomas family, for coming in. Quinn Thomas, good luck to you. Give my best to all my good friends at Holy Family School. And do well, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'll write you a letter of recommendation to get into Illinois. I'm like this with that. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and we are still talking about children, still talking about how every kid needs a good role model, with whether that is their own parent or maybe someone who just cares about their health and well-being. And that's what Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about. We're going to have the Bowl for Kids' Sake, one of their big, big fundraisers for the Bigs, and it's going to be coming up, and we'll talk about that this weekend. And my guest today is Mary Eschenbaugh, and she comes to us from Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I don't believe you've ever been a guest on the Mary Griffith Show.
No, I haven't.
Your first time. Well, speak up real loud there and tell us a little bit about yourself. You can share whatever personally you want, but more importantly, your involvement with Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Sure, absolutely. I am the case manager here in Adams County. So I work out at the Senior Center. That's where our office is located, and just kind of helping make those matches between the Bigs and the Littles, keeping up communication. Our office likes to be really involved in the matches with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, just, you know, make sure that everyone's getting the most that they can out of their relationship. Big Brothers, Big Sisters also run some programs. We call them like site-based programs. We have one at Liberty Elementary School that we work with the high school kids and the elementary school kids together, which is a really cool thing, kind of get some extra support and also get the high school kids involved. We do some things with the YMCA. We do some things with Teen Reach. So we have our hands in a lot of pots, but it's really fun.
So primarily you make these one-on-one matches with a adult man and a boy, or an adult woman and a girl. Sometimes families will adopt, you know, and have a big brother or little brother, a little sister that the whole family shares. And then sometimes children really need the program, and there may not be one individual who can volunteer one-on-one, but you do some of these in-school or after-school programs to keep these kids with a little bit of set of values that somebody cares about them.
Yes, absolutely.
It's really, really difficult, isn't it, to get enough big brothers and big sisters for all the little ones that want.
It absolutely is. We have a wait list right now, not just in Adams, but in all of the counties that we serve. So we serve Adams, Brown, Morgan, Schuyler, and Cass. I don't think I said that. But, you know, in all of those counties, we have boys on the wait list, and we're constantly getting phone calls asking us, you know, can you take more students, and can we take my son? And unfortunately, we can't until we get some of the ones that we have matched. You know, otherwise we would just have this huge wait list. So, you know, we kind of try to take them in incrementally. And so we're really having a big push trying to get males involved. And, we have one-on-one programs where you can meet outside of school. We also have lunch buddy programs. If maybe you feel like, yes, I could do 30 minutes, on my lunch break once a week, you know, that's still a very meaningful and important relationship. But we have a lot of boys just needing a strong male person in their life to support them and just have a positive and encouraging relationship with them.
And, you know, it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. You can throw the ball around, go out and kick a soccer ball around. I know that WTAD Radio in the past has donated like theater tickets for the pairs to go, so Bigs and Littles could go see a children's oriented show. So there's always somebody out there maybe, you know, willing to help out. But the bottom line is, just as your relationship with your own children is not dependent on money, your relationship with your little brother or little sister is more about the emotional bond. Just going out and feeding the ducks at South Park is something to do, because it's how you talk with them and how you encourage them that's probably the most important thing. And unfortunately, there are a lot of young men and young women but that don't have a male figure in their life, and that is really critical. Hats off to single moms. They're doing the best they can.
Yeah.
But there's a wonderful advertisement for foster care, and it's a dad helping his 14-year-old daughter learn how to shave her legs.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about how you don't have to be perfect, but you know you have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we wouldn't think of anybody that had a mother in the home. The dad wouldn't be teaching the daughter how to shave her legs,
sure.
But you do with what you can.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these families have no father figure in them or mm-hmm. a father figure who is absent or unreliable. They need some young man or old man, because
absolutely.
It can be somebody who's 21 years old or it can be somebody who's 81 years old.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a big thing. I would like to hit that, like, retired age mark. Like, you know, your kids have grown up. You maybe aren't going into work as much as you used to. I think that this would be a wonderful, you know, opportunity to just have that connection with a young person in our community. And like you were saying, we actually encourage our bigs not to spend money. You know, we don't want it to be that kind of a relationship.
Right.
We want it to be a friendship and a mentorship. And like you were saying, and Quincy has so many, especially in the summertime, community activities to do. It just blows my mind when I see all the things and, you know, we get the little advertisements like, wow, there's so many things to do out in the community and just enjoy that. And, you know, that's a lot of times what's missing in their life, just being involved and plugged into the community.
It is so true. We will give you a number in a moment to call if you'd like to volunteer to be a big brother or a big sister. But you can also help even if you can't make that commitment yet. You can help by donating to Bowl for Kids' Sake. Quincy Medical Group is the primary sponsor, and it is this Friday night and this Saturday afternoon and evening at the Casino Lanes there at 1201 North 20th, 20th and Cedar. So let's talk a little bit, Mary Eschenbaugh, about signing up a team and getting a team involved with Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Yes, absolutely. It's not too late. Our teams are a really big, important thing. Also, if you want to learn a little more information, talk to some staff members. It's also an awesome way to do that. But what you need for a team is just six of your buddies, co-workers, church friends, whoever, just to come out and come bring a team to Casino Lanes. It costs $50 a person. All of that money stays local and benefits our program here in Adams County. There's going to be a taco bar. You'll get a free t-shirt. There'll be raffle games. We'll have a little MC who will hopefully make, you know, it a fun atmosphere to be in and, you know, just come bowl and celebrate mentoring in Adams County.
Yeah, and if you're a gutter ball king or queen, it doesn't matter.
Nope.
because, you know, you're playing for the fun of it,
mm-hmm.
and you're playing for big brothers and big sisters. And this really is an overlooked program and a much-needed program in our community, and you have to rely on these local funds. How are you funded?
We are completely funded from our own, you know, benefactors.
You don't
and
get
raising
any state
money,
or federal
no
money.
State money, no.
Well, then, in a way, that's good because you'd be losing it anyway. So
you've been
self-dependent. So there's something to be said for that. And Bowl for Kids' Sake has been going on for a very long time. So what you can do is the bowling options are Friday night at 6, 7:30, or 9, or Saturday afternoon at 3, 4:30, 6 Saturday night, or 7:30 Saturday night. You know, six bowlers on a team, $50 a person, $300 for the team, and that's basically just a straight donation
mm-hmm.
right to Big Brothers Big
yep.
Sisters, because there's no middleman here. It's not going anywhere else. It's staying here to help with the matches. And again, one of the important things they do when they can't find a one-on-one match, they have group activities
mm-hmm.
For the children, so that's very important. How do we get registered for Bowl for Kids' Sake?
You can call me, and I can send you like a paper format if you would prefer to fill it out that way. Also, we have a website, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, WCI.org. You can get on there, and there is you can do it online
right.
at that website.
So BBBSWCI.org, Big Brother, Big Sister, West Central Illinois. And, of course, if you Google that, you'll go right to their website.
Right.
And, again, and if you want to just come out and be a cheerleader.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, maybe enjoy and get involved. If they have a silent auction or something, they'd
mm-hmm.
be happy to take your money and
mm-hmm.
give you a chance to do that. But lay it on your heart that it takes about $1,000 to bring a child from their parent calling saying, I think my son or daughter needs this, to getting the match. You do extensive background checking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just say, oh, I'd like to have a little sister or a little brother, well, sure, we don't know a thing about you, but here, take them out. No,
right.
it's very highly vetted, and it's an award-winning program, so you know that you're getting a bang for your buck.
Right.
It's really important. Anything I missed that you would like to add, Mary?
Just that I think that Bull for Kids Sake is going to be a really fun event. I think it's the most fun event we do for the adults. You know, we have a lot of things with our Princess Party and our Paw Patrol that are aimed towards kids, but this is a cool event for adults to come out, have a good time, and just be able to celebrate what we do at Adams County.
Okay, and again, if you want to sign up to be a big brother or big sister, you can go to Big Brother Big Sister West Central Illinois. Or a phone number. Can they call you?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love you to call me. It's 217-223-5452. That's my office number. And if I am not there, you know, we're out in the community doing things with the kids, I will get right back with you as soon as I'm back in the office.
Leave a message again at that number again.
217-223-5452.
Okay. And one real quick question before I let you go. Can husbands and wives pair together to take a child?
Yes, we do have couple matches.
I think that's really important because some young couples, not that you're practicing on them, but, you know, getting to know what are kids like when they're 5? What are kids like when they're 15? It's kind of good to have a little bit of knowledge before you start down that road yourself. Or maybe if you have a little bitty one, the big brother, the little brother could be that one's big brother,
yeah,
so it might work out just fine. Well, thank you very much, everybody. Support Bowl for Kids' Sake this weekend.